explaining the process custom tailored for your home. Call Repipe Specialist today for your free in-home estimate at 800-216-0195. That's 800-216-0195.
Any building without fire sprinklers is not a safe place. Sprinkler Fitters Local 281 has been saving Chicagoland lives and property for over 100 years. Go to sprinklerfitterschicago.org.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning, all the regular Friday features, and we'll tell you all about the Chicago Underground Film Festival. Stay tuned for the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. You can win a 2018 Chevy Silverado. For details, listen to Steve Cochran weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. WGN Noontime is 5:01, and here is Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. Fair skies, 70 degrees at O'Hare. Lawmakers in Springfield are on pace to pass a balanced budget on time. The Illinois Senate passed a $38.5 billion measure. The House is expected to follow suit today. Governor Roner is expected to approve it. A church leader on the city's west side is charged with sexual assault. 45-year-old Alfonso Carter is the assistant minister at Greater First Baptist Missionary Baptist Church in the Austin neighborhood. Prosecutors say he had sex with a 16-year-old church member. Tomorrow marks the official start of hurricane season. Communities in Puerto Rico still working to finish repairs ahead of the next storm. Here's Ricardo Rosello, the governor.
We are cognizant of the fact that if another storm hits Puerto Rico of similar or even lower magnitude, the devastation of the energy grid will ensue. With that in mind, we need to make sure that we have the protocols for mutual aid assistance in place to execute immediately.
Again, officials there acknowledging the energy grid is certain to fail, even with a storm weaker than last year's Hurricane Maria. The American Cancer Society is now urging people to get screened for colon rectal cancer 5 years earlier than current standards, age 45 instead of 50.
Colonoscopy or flexible sigmoidoscopy can identify polyps, and these polyps can then be removed before they ever become cancer.
He's Dr. George Change. He heads the colon rectal surgery division at Houston's Anderson Cancer Center. Final arrangements for a Chicago Fire Department diver are set to begin this weekend. Visitation for Juan Bucio is being held Sunday at St. Rita Church on the city's southwest side. His funeral mass will be held Monday with full honors. Bucio died after a nighttime water rescue attempt in the Chicago River. And there's a job fair today for U.S. military veterans. It's from 10 to 2 at the Great Lakes Community Center on Virginia Avenue in Great Lakes. More than 80 companies and vendors will be there. They'll be taking applications. Some will even do on-the-spot interviews today. An update now from WGN Sports. Morning, Dave Bennett.
Thank you, Vic. Good morning. The Cubs had a chance for a sweep last night in Pittsburgh, but the bats were generally quiet. Another controversy over a hard slide, this time won by the Pirates, who beat the Cubs 2-1. Joe Musgrove pitched 7 strong innings. And it was his slide in the second to break up a double play that led the benches to empty in the third inning. Javier Baez drove in the Cubs' only run. They play at New York tonight. Earlier, Cleveland extended the White Sox woes. Corey Kluber blanking the Sox over 6 in a 9-1 Indians win to complete a sweep. Cleveland got homers from Jose Ramirez and Edwin Encarnacion as they swept the 3 games and stretched the Sox losing streak to 4. Sox are off today. They will host Milwaukee tomorrow night at Guaranteed Rate Field. And the Brewers won again over the Cardinals. A final there was 3-2. Milwaukee's lead 4.5 over the Cubs, 5 over St. Louis in the NL Central. The Stanley Cup final is all even after Alex Ovechkin and Brooks Orpik both scored in the second period. And Washington won at Vegas 3-2. The series goes back to D.C. for Game 3 on Saturday, all even at a game apiece. And the NBA Finals get going tonight in Oakland. The Golden State Warriors, big favorites over the Cleveland Cavaliers as they head into Game 1. Major League Soccer last night, the Fire lost at Philadelphia. Final there was 3-1. On the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, now Chicago White Sox baseball. Dave Bennett, WGN Sports.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking. One that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you. One that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank. But at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's The Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
Your Money on WGN, sponsored by Comcast Business, built for business. Asian equities gained some of those losses back today, finishing higher across the board. We're seeing modest gains this morning in European trading. U.S. futures are set to open flat. Steve Gersanich has the numbers next on the Opening Bell. WGN Traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
And good morning. Dealing with some water on some of the roads, mostly just some side streets in some of the northern and western suburbs to be aware of, and especially in Elmhurst, Robert Palmer Drive at the underpass at First Avenue. Still flooded there, maybe some areas in the Villa Park and Lombard areas as well. So if you're driving on most of the main roads, they are in good shape. Most of the water has receded. It is building on the inbound side of the Eisenhower already into First Avenue. More delays around Independence. Rest of the expressways are in good shape. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Well, a much deserved break from the rain in general for the next several days. Today, partly to mostly sunny. A lot of sunshine early. The clouds will increase a bit this afternoon. Now, we can't rule out a spotty shower thunderstorm late, but most of the day will be just hot and breezy with a high near 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler down to 63. Tomorrow, we cool down some more. It'll get a bit more comfortable too. We'll drop the humidity, partly to mostly sunny on Friday, 74 along the lakefront, only in the low to mid 60s. Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s, about 76. Cooler along the lakefront, that'll be the case all the way through Monday. Partly cloudy on Sunday, 78. A mix of clouds and sun on Monday, and a high of 79. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
Thank you, Tim. Fair skies, 69 at O'Hare. It's 71 at Chicago's lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Apple will use next-generation OLED screens in all three new iPhone models next year. That's according to South Korea's Electronic Times. Organic light-emitting diode screens provide crisper images than current liquid crystal display screens because each pixel is illuminated. They're thinner and consume less power. Right now, Apple sources all of its OLED screens from an affiliate of its arch-rival, Samsung. But Samsung phones also use those OLEDs from Samsung Display. And Samsung Display dominates the OLED market for smartphone screens.
Philadelphia 76ers president and GM Brian Colangelo is in hot water after reports from sports site The Ringer links him to 5 decoy Twitter accounts that criticized NBA players and personnel. Colangelo has admitted to authoring one of the accounts, but denies connection to the other 4.
This week, every single Swedish household will receive this booklet in the mail from their government. It's titled, If Crisis or War Comes. 20 pages long, it's full of advice on how to survive if things go really, really wrong. Such as, how to get clean food and water, find a bomb shelter, and spot enemy propaganda. Sweden hasn't printed stuff like this since the 1960s.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Thursday. It's May 31st, and it's 5:10 in the morning. We are so glad you're here with us for another edition of The Opening Bell and another business day getting underway. On the broadcast today, it's Thought Leader Thursday. We're going to bring in Don Lloyd momentarily from Associated Bank to talk about global markets. And a little bit later in the program, A.J. LaTrace will be here from Curb Chicago, a conversation about historic preservation in Chicago. But first, let's begin on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Asian shares rose today after U.S. stocks recovered most of their sharp losses from a day earlier as jitters over Italy's political situation subsided. On the board this morning in Asia, markets in Japan up about 183 points, almost a percent. The Hang Seng up more than a percent. The Shanghai up almost a percent and a third. In Europe this morning, markets are generally mixed, with the FTSE higher by about a quarter. The DAX is lower this morning, and the CAC in France is just a little bit higher. Futures in the U.S. are negative to flat this morning as we head to the opening bell at 8:30 Chicago time. Dow futures off about 4 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures are up just single digits. Oil is at $67.72 a barrel. A couple of stories we're watching for you. The Trump administration planning to impose tariffs on European steel and aluminum imports after failing to win concessions from the European Union. This is according to two people familiar with plans who spoke on condition of anonymity. The people say the administration's plans could change if the two sides are able to reach a last-minute agreement, but an announcement is expected before tomorrow's deadline. The president announced in March he would slap a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum, citing U.S. national security issues. China has criticized proposed U.S. investment controls as a violation of global trade rules and says it reserves the right to retaliate if those rules take effect. The Commerce Ministry's comment today came as the two sides prepare for weekend talks in Beijing on American complaints about China's trade surplus and Beijing's promise to buy more American goods. It is Thought Leader Thursday here on the Opening Bell. Don Lloyd is here from Associated Bank. He's the Senior Vice President and Manager of Capital Markets, the Foreign Exchange, Rate Swaps, Commodity Derivatives, for a conversation about global markets. And Don, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Steve, good morning. Great to be back.
I don't know where to begin. Maybe just with a quick summary of what's big in your world in the foreign exchange markets.
Interest rates. Got to love the interest rates. The term structure of U.S. interest rates and the term structure, better known as the yield curve, of overseas countries, particularly the Eurozone. With the 10-year Treasury in the U.S. through 3%, touched 3.09%. We're into levels that we haven't seen in quite some time, causing some movement in the dollar, causing some movement in equities, certainly causing some movement in the bond market. Looks like the Fed's going to continue to raise rates. That's sort of what's propelling the whole thing. But again, you know, being an international guy, I always look at the relevance or the relativity between the yield curve in the U.S. and the yield curve in other countries. It's causing a lot of movement in a lot of different areas.
After the tax bill, there was a lot of talk about capital spending coming into the markets. Is any of that made it into the foreign markets yet? Is it having an impact?
Capital spending is there. It is certainly you're seeing companies spend money at a higher rate than they have in the past. The thing that's holding companies back, though, is that we're pretty long into this whole business cycle, this whole recovery cycle. We're hitting 10 years into this recovery cycle. So does it make sense for companies to go out and put a lot of capital of investiture into companies if, and it's a big if we're looking at moving into a recession or the economy is looking to slow just because of the normal economic cycle? Now, Steve, they've been talking about this for years, about the slowdown and how long can this economic recovery last. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're near the end of it. Maybe we're not. So on one hand, you see companies that want to spend the money. They are spending the money relative to what we came out of, 5 years ago and the economic, how the economic environment was then. but they're still just not pulling the trigger to the point that I'd like to see them to, that's really going to have an impact yet.
Yeah, there had been all kinds of predictions before this bill was done, before it became a law, that we would see a boom, that there would be money flowing everywhere. And I saw one other analyst write that it's so far been remarkably unremarkable.
Yep.
So not so much. What can we expect to push this? What will be pushing it, if anything?
Companies are they're a lot of them are cash rich. They've got money on the sideline to spend. But do you really want to be investing at a level in your plant and equipment and your fixed assets at a level when we could be possibly going into recession? Keep in mind, too, that most companies in the United States aren't the big behemoth companies that are out there. They're middle-sized, smaller-type companies that, you know, the capital that they have to spend has got to be well thought out and well planned, and timing does figure into that. So, nice tax cuts. You know, capital expenditures, we'll see how that unfolds as it goes on. The interesting thing about a tax cut, and this is the first time we've seen this really going back since World War II, if you want to look at it, is there's been a divergence between the norm and what's happening. And what I mean by that is we had this tax cut. We had this big stimulus that has hit the U.S. economy. And the U.S. economy has responded nicely. And just take a look at unemployment. Unemployment is down 3.9%. The economy is at full employment. There's no question about that. And that whole idea of the tax cut and getting the economy going was to generate tax revenues that was going to begin to reduce the deficit. And that's where we are now in a situation that we haven't seen before, where you've got full unemployment, 3.9% unemployment, and you've got deficits that are just ballooning and continue to balloon out of control. Now, we haven't seen that before. Usually when you have employment gains, unemployment, low unemployment, you see deficits start to respond and come down. That's not the case. They've diverged now. And we haven't seen this before. Now, we go back to all the way back to World War II. We have not seen this before. Not sure what that means. Probably higher U.S. interest rates at some point in time. But again, sort of the boy who cries wolf, we've been calling for that for 20 years, higher U.S. interest rates. We're not seeing it. Really interesting stuff going on, and I think the storm clouds on the horizon are forming and they're coming. What people have to realize that we've only had two major trends in U.S. interest rates over the last 60 years. We've had interest rates back in the early 1970s go from 2% up to about 15.5% by the 1971s, mid-1970s, and then interest rates started to come back off. Those have been two trends from 1970 till now. So now we're at the turn again. And again, beginning of the third trend of an interest rate, interest rates going up, it could last another 20 years this way.
Don, hang on. We're going to continue with Don Lloyd this morning, our thought leader conversation. Don from Associated Bank, and more conversation about the global markets and foreign exchange right after we check traffic here at 517. And Mary Vandeveld's in WGN Traffic Central.
And traffic is sponsored by Suave Shampoo and Conditioner. The Eden so far okay, along with the Kennedy accident on the inbound Eisenhower 9th Avenue. Right lane is blocked with that, so watch for a backup. Inbound Stevenson is in good shape, along with the Ryan and the tollways. Westbound I-80, though, at Ridge Road in the Manuka area, we still have all lanes blocked off with an accident investigation and some flooded areas still in the western burbs. In Elmhurst, Robert Palmer Drive at 1st Avenue at the underpass, southbound 83 north of St. Charles and westbound Lake west of Glen Allen Road. Need to control frizzy, out-of-control hair? Try Suave Almond and Shea Butter Shampoo and Conditioner. It keeps hair smooth and moisturized. Try it with Suave's money-back guarantee. Suave, for hair you can believe. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeval, WGN Traffic Central.
Trending now.
Marianne Ahern. So Springfield done. Budget done.
Isn't that amazing? Here we have an election staring us in the face, and now we have compromise.
Why couldn't this have been done 2.5 years ago? Why did we have to go through all the hand-wringing? Why was any of it necessary?
Never, ever miss a story on 720 WGN.
Celebrating its 75th anniversary, Wheaton Eye Clinic reminds you that May is Healthy Vision Month, a good time to check your family's eyes. Early detection is essential to proper treatment of eye diseases such as diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration, and glaucoma. At Wheaton Eye Clinic, their physicians provide the majority of their state-of-the-art procedures and LASIK surgery at their exclusive surgery center. With 40 dedicated eye care professionals and locations in Wheaton, Hinsdale, Naperville, Plainfield, and St. Charles, Wheaton Eye Clinic, world-class eye care in your neighborhood.
Napa Know How.
Hear that screeching sound from your car? It's your brakes yelling, "Change me." So head to any Napa Auto Care Center and we'll replace them for you, or go to any Napa Auto Parts store and do it yourself. Either way, you'll get a $50 prepaid Visa card by mail on qualifying purchases over $250. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/18.
The Summer Concert Series at Four Winds New Buffalo's Silver Creek Event Center has it all. Live entertainment by Yes, Air Supply, Jethro Tull, Johnny Mathis, Happy Together, and more. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Summer has never been hotter with the Summer Concert Series at Four Winds Casino New Buffalo. Your entertainment escape.
After a bad decision almost cost her everything, she turned her life around. Meet a woman who's doing her part to help others find success. Tonight's cover story on WGN TV News at 9. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desks, a Sears Holdings Company reporting earnings this morning. Yesterday, Sears off more than 6.5% at $3.21 a share. Sears Holdings EPS $3.93, revenue $2.89 billion. Revenue exceeded estimates on that, so Sears earnings coming in this morning. This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, concerns over possible trade wars could dominate the markets today. The White House is expected to announce the end of exemptions for the European Union and impose steel and aluminum tariffs. Road Warriors Wanted, the American Trucking Association, says there's a shortage of about 50,000 truck drivers across the country, and that's driving up costs for both businesses and consumers. Some fears that self-driving trucks could start taking away those jobs. Experts say that technology is likely still years away. Kohl's is looking to add to the assortment in its stores by adding more toys. With Toys R Us set to close for good in the next few weeks, Kohl's now says it will expand its toy selection by including Lego and products from FAO Schwartz. Walmart's adding a new perk for employees, Cheap College. It's now offering a way for its workers to get a college degree in business or supply chain management for just a dollar a day. Walmart also helping to pay for tuition as well as books. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. It's Thought Leader Thursday here on the opening bell at 522. Don Lloyd is here. He's the SVP and manager of Capital Markets over at Associated Bank. Don, we were talking about interest rates before the break, and you mentioned double-digit interest rates. I can't even imagine, even though I know they were here before, an interest rate of 17%.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
You're sure. I mean, especially if you're seeing at full employment deficits continuing to balloon out of control like they are. You know, it's sort of like my whole concept of weight loss. You know, the government focuses on, well, we're going to give, you know, tax incentives, we're going to, you know, tax relief, we're going to stimulate the economy, and from the revenues through GDP growth, we're going to pay down the deficits. The deficits are going to improve. No, it's sort of like losing weight. You can't lose weight just by exercise. You got to have exercise and caloric intake moderation. Okay? The government's focusing on one thing, stimulus. Tax relief through stimulus. Well, you got to focus on controlling spending as well. Mm. And that's the way you're going to get your deficits down. This is going to be real interesting to see what happens in the next 3 to 5 years.
Are you saying that sitting at home on the couch eating cookies all night actually adds to your waistline?
Steve, I consider that exercise. I'm moving my arms. It's creating my flexibility. Not a problem.
You mentioned the storm clouds. And, you know, the International Monetary Fund a couple of weeks ago actually said this is the number one threat to global growth. Are the deficits.
Sure.
And deficit spending.
Again, it goes back to the boy who cries wolf. I mean, we've been saying this, the markets have been saying this for decades. And it just doesn't seem to take hold yet. But at what, $1 trillion deficit a year, at what point does it begin to take hold and matter and the markets begin to react to it? Now, I'm still, maybe I'm old school, but I'm a believer that it does matter and it will have a dramatic impact. And the longer that stays pent up, the more severe the reaction when it comes. So, again, my eyes have been big, just like yours went, for the last 15 years, and I've been holding my breath for the last 15 years. But at some point, and probably when everybody goes to sleep and stops thinking about it, that's when it's going to happen. Or maybe I'm getting it all wrong. Mm. I don't know. I deficits this large just scare the heck out of me. And especially when you're seeing the fiscal stimulus, the full employment, the GDP growth that we're seeing not slowing or having a dent on the deficits that are increasing. That's scary.
Let's talk about Bitcoin for a second.
Sure.
I saw this story, and it's kind of a cool one. And then I have a sort of an anecdote, too, about Bitcoin. But a German bank has started using Bitcoin for international money transfers. Here we go with an interesting idea about Bitcoin.
100% right. Now it's got my attention. You know, Bitcoin, is it going to replace currency? Is it going to replace money? You know, I'm sort of in the skeptical camp of, I'll believe it when I see it. Probably not. I think it's, we've had that discussion in the past before where that whole thing, it just hasn't fully developed. Now to use it as a payment mechanism, and not so much Bitcoin, but blockchain behind it, and you can, use the Bitcoin, but you really want to get to the blockchain behind it. That's a very interesting development, and I'm very keen on doing a deep dive into that a little bit more. Right now, international payments are going through a system called SWIFT. SWIFT stands for Society of Worldwide International Financial Telecommunications. It's not a payment system. It's a secured communication system where you can send secure messages. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And somehow, back in the 1970s, somebody said, well, gee whiz, I can send a secure message to my correspondent bank overseas and have them pay Swiss or yen or pounds to some beneficiary out of my account that sits in London or sits in Paris or sits wherever. And all of a sudden, it sort of morphed, SWIFT sort of morphed into this payment system. But at the end of it all, it's just a secure communication system is all it is. And it's been that way for 40 years. And there's been nothing to challenge it. There's been nothing to replace it. And it sort of has owned the corner in worldwide payments or communications of moving amongst banks. Now, with blockchain, we've got something that actually makes sense from a secured environment and from a messaging environment with 21st century technology that can be instantaneous, opens up just a whole lot of directions you can go in. I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about the use of Bitcoin, blockchain that really came out of Bitcoin, or Bitcoin came out of blockchain, went first. But this is the evolution that I want to see, the application of these ideas and technologies start to come to real life use, as opposed to this voodoo speculative nature over here. Now it's got some teeth to it, and I'd like to see where this goes.
My anecdote now, one of my favorite shows, Silicon Valley on HBO, they had a discussion about Bitcoin on this last episode, and the guy who was proponent of Bitcoin said, hey, all the people that are poo-pooing Bitcoin right now have dollars. They don't want to lose their dollars to Bitcoin. And I thought for a second, wait a second, that does make a little sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, the mindset of people that are in the whole Bitcoin thing, it's a far stretch for me. I still have a hard time wrapping my mind around what they're seeing and how they're looking at it. Don't know. But I'm excited about the whole blockchain application, where this is going to go. I would love to see a competitor, an alternative to the whole SWIFT communication or payment system that's out there.
When we talk about this money changing hands internationally, this story from Mexico is one that's like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
The banking system there misplaced, what, $20 million in transfers?
Oh, what's $20 million between friends, Steve? Right. Come on, you and I do that monthly.
Is that chump
change? We do that monthly, right? No.
Yikes.
What's the lesson of that? What's the moral of that story? I mean, not every country is like the United States when it comes to security, when it comes to checks and balances and banking infrastructure. Mexico strikes pretty close to home, you know, being a neighbor of ours. Mm-hmm. But think of all the other countries that are out there. To me, it just sort of shows the lack of control and regulation that can exist in certain countries, and that banking infrastructure is very different depending on where you go. And as the world leaders continue to develop technology and new payment systems, if you want to look at it that way, they have to remember that the whole world doesn't move with them, but they have to keep the whole world together. Yeah. And you can't let that train between, you know, the front and the end of that train get stretched out too far. So everything, innovation's great, but you have to keep the pack together to some extent. Mexico's a perfect example of that, displacing $20 million. Mm-hmm. How can that happen in the Mexico banking system? Mm-hmm. To me, it speaks directly to their security, their checks and balances, their compliance, whatever. They'll get to the end of it. They'll figure out where that money went. You know, right. You know, was it a hack job? Was it inside? Who knows what happened? But there's a lesson to be learned there.
Don, always a great conversation. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good day.
Don Lloyd is the Senior Vice President and Manager of Capital Markets and Foreign Exchange, Rate Swaps, Commodity Derivatives over at Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader Conversation, and we do it for you every Thursday right here in the Opening Bell. Remember, you can listen to our past conversations at WGNradio.com on the Opening Bell page, and make sure you follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter, and head over to AssociatedBank.com/thoughtleadership for more on our thought leaders and more conversations there as well. Let's head over to the newsroom now. Vic Vaughn standing by. The news coming up momentarily. Vic, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. The body of a Chicago firefighter, this marine diver who died Monday night, has been moved to a funeral home in Oak Park. We have details on funeral arrangements in our report next.
This is the Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Jim Dahlke with today's Inno Minute on WGN Radio, a rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know, delivered by ChicagoInno.com. Is it more expensive to own a car or to take an Uber? That question was examined in a new report that looked at car ownership versus Ubering in several cities. In Chicago, Uber is actually cheaper than owning a car, costing around $77 a week versus $116 a week to drive a car. Open Listings, the LA-based home buying startup backed by the founder of Reddit, is launching in Chicago next week. It currently operates in California, Washington, and Texas, and helps users affordably purchase homes online by refunding 50% of the commission to the buyer at close. And a new study says that Raleigh, North Carolina has the best shot at landing Amazon's second headquarters, followed by Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Nashville, and Austin. Chicago ranked number 14 on the list, and Boston came in last. That's today's Inno Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at ChicagoInno.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
Your noontime check-in with the business world.
I'm Steve Bertrand. On the next Wintrust Business Lunch, CNET senior editor Ian Schur stops by. We'll talk about all the latest in the world of tech.
The Wintrust Business Lunch, today on 720 WGN.
Start your summer with huge savings at American Sale. Right now, save up to 50% on the largest selection of swimming pools, patio sets, and more. And pay no interest for 5 years. See store for all the details. 9 Chicagoland locations. American Sale. Bring the fun home.
It's 5:32. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Still ahead here in the Opening Bell, a conversation about historic preservation in Chicago. Right now, though, it's time for the news sponsored by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Here's Vic Vaughn.
Final arrangements for a Chicago Fire Department diver are set for this weekend. Visitation for Juan Busio will be held Sunday at St. Rita Church on the city's southwest side. His funeral mass will be Monday with full honors. Busio died after a nighttime water rescue attempt in the Chicago River. The man for whom divers were searching is still missing. Former Republican U.S. Representative Aaron Chock of Illinois has lost an appeal. It's a major setback for him. A federal appeals court has refused to dismiss his 22 corruption charges. Chock can now appeal that decision either to the full Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals or to the Supreme Court. The first sign of West Nile virus in the Chicago area so far this season has been found in the northern suburbs. Mosquitoes tested positive in Glenview and Morton Grove. So far, no humans have tested positive this season. And Sears has announced, of course, it'll close at least 72 stores. Could end up being more than that after reporting this morning a $424 million first quarter loss. Let's check out WGN Sports. sports now with Dave Enning.
The Stanley Cup Final is all even now. Vegas struck first, but this time Washington came back, and the Capitals handed the Golden Knights just their fourth loss this postseason, 3-2. The series 1-1. They moved to Washington for Game 3 on Saturday. Tonight, Game 1 of the NBA Finals with Cleveland at Golden State. Forward Andre Iguodala is out for the Warriors. Kevin Love still uncertain for Cleveland. He's in concussion protocol. The Pirates salvaged the series finale from the Cubs, winning 2-1 last night. Javier Baez drove in the only run for the Cubs, who put another player on DL. Relief pitcher, Carl Edwards Jr., placed on the 10-day disabled list. They recalled pitcher Corey Mazzoni from AAA Iowa. Cubs also say Yu Darvish has inflammation but no structural damage to his right triceps and is expected to begin a throwing program shortly. The White Sox were down 9-0, lost in Cleveland, a 9-1. Corey Kluber getting the win over Ronaldo Lopez. The Sox have dropped 4 straight, 6 of 7. They host the Brewers tomorrow. Play is underway again today at the French Open. Rafael Nadal and Serena Williams both in action later on. On the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, now White Sox baseball. Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
Penny Mustard is home to the Dane, our first industrial-inspired bedroom.
Industrial reminds me of these corduroy knickers my mom made me wear.
Well, there are some good industrial designs, too, and they inspired this trendy, refined bedroom.
The Dane bedroom is made of solid wood with huge drawers for maximum storage.
You could fit a lot of knickers in there.
The Dane bedroom, just $172 a month with no down payment and no interest until 2021 through June 3rd at Penny Mustard.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Your basement is already dry most of the time, but if you want your basement dry all the time, you know who to call. PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
Your best for being better, PermaSeal.
This is Mark Muller from Muller Volkswagen in Highland Park. At Muller Volkswagen, we always do our best to meet or exceed your expectations. We do this by getting to know you and your needs. With our largest inventory in years, we'll have the car that will fit your budget.
And this weekend only, you can get a $500 Muller Memorial Day dealer discount on our entire inventory.
You can find us in Highland Park, conveniently located off I-94, or visit us at MullerVolkswagen.com. You will not be disappointed.
Must take delivery by 531-18. Not redeemable for cash. Not applicable to prior sales.
A quick look at the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk numbers. Asian markets recovered some of their recent losses. Today, gains were led by Shanghai, finished nearly 2% higher there. Hong Kong gained nearly as much today before closing. Tokyo's benchmark Nikkei gained nearly 1% in value. Seeing modest gains this morning in European trading, U.S. futures are pointing to a mixed opening on Wall Street. Dow futures off about 30 points now. NASDAQ futures are flat. Oil futures are slightly lower. We're in pre-market trading at $67.82 a barrel. WGN traffic with Mary VanVeld.
Not too bad on some of the roadways. We still have an accident. Well, it just has been cleared on the inbound Eisenhower at 9th Avenue out of the right lane, about 34 minutes from 5320 for Mannheim. Inbound Stevenson 32 from the Tri-State, 46 from 355. Eden's okay, along with the Kennedy at this time. The inbound Ryan, about a 20-minute trip from 95th to downtown. I-80 westbound at Ridge Road, Manuka. All lanes are still blocked with an accident investigation. Flooded area in Elmhurst, still Robert Palmer Drive at 1st Avenue. For personalized Traffic on Demand. Get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Sunshine today with highs right around 90 degrees. Tonight, temperatures will fall into the mid-60s. So can't rule out a shower or thunderstorm later tonight. And we'll cool off for Friday. Sunshine through a few clouds. Highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. Right now, fair skies, 69 at O'Hare. It's 71 at the lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN Radio Newsroom. And this is the stuff that matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. We're glad you're here with us for a Thursday edition of the Opening Bell. Is Chicago experiencing a historic preservation crisis? That was the title of a recent article by A.J. LaTrace about what's happening in the city. A.J. is with us this morning to talk more about this. A.J., welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So the answer to your question would be what? Is there a crisis with historic preservation being removed in Chicago?
Well, preservationist organizations would say yes to that answer, just for the sole reason that there are more buildings being demolished than there are, you know, more or less full-time preservationists to try and scramble and either mount a landmarking effort or try and find a buyer for some of these sensitive buildings to be repurposed.
Give us a sense of what we're losing. I know your article starts out by talking about the West Loop demolition of this Burnham building. Is that the kind of stuff that we're losing? Is stuff that's been built more than 100 years ago?
Yeah, so in the mid-90s, the city published what's called the Historic Resources Survey. It was a very long effort where the city more or less basically reviewed almost every building in the city, essentially every building in the city, residential, commercial, so forth, buildings that were built before, that were pre-war buildings of some kind of merit, whether it's architectural or historic or cultural importance. And so, yeah, you know, what you're seeing right now in the neighborhoods are some of the most, you know, more or less iconic buildings in certain neighborhoods that are being demolished. And, you know, sort of, I think, more or less the straw that broke the camel's back more recently is this demolition of a building that was designed by D.H. Burnham and Company, which is the firm from Daniel Burnham, who is known as the lead planner, Chicago city planner, and also the lead architect for the World's Columbian Exposition.
Idea here that we're getting rid of some of the history of our city is probably concerning to a lot of folks when they kind of dive into what you've written. And it seems that the stuff that's been put in place to try to protect all of this isn't working well. Or is that, am I saying too much there? I know there was this landmark district that would have maybe protected some of these buildings, including this Burnham building. Why didn't that work in this case?
I think that's the question a lot of people are asking. And, you know, basically the survey was designed to sort of highlight these buildings and to sort of have some kind of record of important architecture throughout the city. It's not actually designed to protect these buildings. However, the buildings that are more sensitive on this list, there's a color rating from green to red, with red being the most significant. Buildings that are orange or red related have what's called a 90-day demolition hold. So if the owner of one of these buildings wants to demolish the building, they're supposed to wait 90 days until the permit is issued by the city. And this generally gives preservationists more time to do research. It gives communities more time to, you know, decide whether this is a building they want, that, you know, neighborhoods want to save. In some cases, you do have aldermen kind of skirting this 90-day rule and expediting the demolition of buildings. And, you know, some preservationists would say that this is, you know, entirely intended to prevent preservationists from trying to save these buildings. Because, you know, once there's an active movement going, developers may not be able to, you know, either build what they're trying to build or sell a property or do whatever it is that they're trying to do.
Is it, what are the aldermen doing? Are they finding some tricky ways to skirt this? I mean, how are they doing that?
In Chicago, aldermen have almost full authority in terms of zoning in their ward. It's kind of a unique thing to Chicago called aldermanic prerogative, where if a developer proposes a new, you know, either needs a zoning change or needs any sort of change in order to build a new development, they more or less need the support of the aldermen of the ward that they're building in. But this also goes the same with demolition of historic buildings. So, you know, aldermen can expedite the release of a demolition, a 90-day demolition hold. Generally, this is only supposed to be reserved for, you know, if there's like a, you know, direct sort of safety concern, you know, say, for instance, like, you know, a building caught on fire and, you know, it can't be saved or it poses a very significant or real safety threat. Generally, this is when you would see this rule sort of, you know, sidelined. But unfortunately, you know, some of these buildings, again, like one-of-a-kind buildings, you know, we're seeing a pretty substantial loss in these buildings every year. And some wards more than others.
Yeah, and that's going to be my next question: is where's the center of this? What are the wards that we're seeing these orange and red buildings go? Anything specific about those wards or their aldermen that are impacting that?
Well, you know, it's perhaps not coincidental that, you know, the buildings the communities and wards that you're seeing the most demolition of, you know, buildings that the city has deemed to be either of architectural or cultural significance are also those same wards and neighborhoods that are seeing some of the most new construction. So, for example, the 43rd Ward, which covers a big section of Lincoln Park, you know, you're also seeing neighborhoods like the West Loop and Logan Square, as well as Lakeview, are some of the top neighborhoods that are losing, again, some of these very, very rare buildings. And, you know, the survey calls it the Cultural Resources, Historic Resources Survey, you know, not just historic buildings, but, you know, I think the idea is that these old buildings are actually viewed as resources for the community. And, you know, you look at a neighborhood like the West Loop that is seeing this massive uptick in new construction. Well, you know, some developers would say that they were drawn to the neighborhood for its sort of historic charm and character, the old warehouses and packing facilities. You know, many of them have been taken over and transformed into new office space. And so, you know, in some cases you do see buildings adaptive reuse. Unfortunately, in other cases, you see buildings just wholesale demolished.
Obviously, it seems that that would be one of the solutions here is to have more of that. But in talking with preservationists, what do they suggest might be other solutions to stop some of this widespread removal of these buildings?
Well, preservationists would probably tell you that, you know, they're doing as much as they can, which is kind of, I think, you know, one reason why we kind of are facing a crisis is that, you know, there's one building in one neighborhood that's being threatened. And so, you know, you have communities and you have preservationists rallying around this building trying to get it saved. Meanwhile, you know, a week or two later, you have another one that's threatened and so on and so on. And it seems to be a recurring trend to where, you know, it's almost too much for preservationists to try and stay on top of. But, you know, the reality is that historic buildings in, you know, say, for example, in the Loop, we're not seeing this scale of buildings being lost in a neighborhood, an area like the Loop, because, you know, that's a very desirable area. And, in, you know, in most cases, you see that there is an interest, you know, not just historically or, you know, architecturally, but there's an economic sort of benefit and reward for transforming some of these buildings either into hotels or, you know, apartment buildings or, you know, whatever it may be. But unfortunately, in some neighborhoods where maybe there's less sort of economic interest, you know, you do see some of these buildings kind of deteriorate over the years to the point where, you know, the city will allow the demolition. But in some cases, you know, for example, this Burnham building seemed to be in perfectly fine condition. So it's really a case-by-case basis.
AJ, great conversation, and we're going to link out to your story here in Chicago Mag, and we appreciate you being with us here this morning.
All right. Thanks again, Steve.
AJ LaTrace, a real estate writer for Chicago Magazine and Curbed Chicago. Again, his latest appears in Chicago Mag. We'll link out to it in the podcast of the show this morning. Is Chicago experiencing a historic preservation crisis? 5:50 now here in the opening bell. Time to check traffic again. Mary Vandeveld's watching you right into work. Mary?
And traffic sponsored by Credit Karma. First off, our earlier accident inbound Eisenhower has been cleared at 9th Avenue. Still some heavy delays, though, from Mannheim into about Harlem. 40 minutes in from 5328 from Mannheim. Also building the inbound Stevenson 36 from the Tri-State, where it's slow from Harlem into about Kedzie. Inbound Ryan just tightens up around 31st. Edens and Kennedy are in pretty good shape and had a lot of flooded areas yesterday. Most of the roadways have receded, the side streets in the western suburbs especially, but Elmhurst, Robert Palmer Drive still blocked off at First Avenue. In Blue Island, watch for an accident, 127th and Western, and I-80 westbound at Ridge Road, all lanes still blocked with an accident investigation. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search T-R-A-F-F-I-X Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Trending now.
Marianne Ahern. So Springfield done. Budget done.
Isn't that amazing? Here we have an election staring us in the face, and now we have compromise.
Why couldn't this have been done 2.5 years ago? Why did we have to go through all the hand-wringing? Why was any of it necessary?
Never, ever miss a story on 720 WGN.
There's an amazing supper club in Wisconsin Dells, Ish Nala. Nestled among the pines and perched above the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake. The beauty, the history, the service, the food, the fun. Hi, this is Bob Prosser, owner of Ishnala Supper Club in Wisconsin Dells. I have been a part of Ishnala for 30 years, and I am so proud to continue the tradition that began in 1953. Why not enjoy a brandy old-fashioned in one of our bars, each with a spectacular view overlooking Mirror Lake, or just relax before or after dinner on one of our outdoor decks? Our Ishnala chefs have prepared your favorites, 24-ounce ribeye, cold water lobster tails, North Atlantic salmon, and of course, Ishnala's roast duck. Thank you for making Ishnala Wisconsin's favorite supper club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake.
I'm Bob Prosser, and I want to serve you.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-300-8038. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-300-8038. That's 1-800-300-8038. 1-800-300-8038.
Oh, I know about putting things off. This is John Williams. In school, I wrote term papers the night before. And at work, I just turned in the company compliance form for 2008. But here's one thing I won't put off: treating my knee pain. And you shouldn't put it off either. Go to the Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park. I know you've lived with the pain for a while and you're getting along, but don't be stubborn. Be smart. Have a great summer. The Joint Relief Institute will place a joint lubricant into the exact spot that knee is ailing you. This is amazing technology and an experienced and caring staff that will make all the difference. This is not surgery, painful, or time-consuming. It's pain-free. It's a quick procedure. It's almost surely covered by your insurance, and your summer's calling. So let's go for a walk or play tennis or get in and out of the car pain-free. The number I call, and you should too right now, is 708-888-0000. 708, that's Orland Park. 888, think, ache, 0000, as in zero pain.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN, Associated Bank Market Test, Dow futures are off about 18 points this morning. NASDAQ and S&P futures are flat. Let's get the latest on agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. We begin with the best market story yesterday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, where live cattle futures settled up the $3 limit, driven by short covering and also by fund buying. Traders said live cattle gathered more support from higher wholesale beef values and futures discount to early week prices for cash cattle. So at the end of the day yesterday, the three nearby months, that's June, August, and October, all up the $3 limit, and the August feeder cattle contract up $3.35 a hundredweight. Lean hogs up $1.32 a hundredweight in the nearby. As far as the grain trade, pretty much the other way. Red screen. The better-than-expected crop report this week, certainly pushing corn prices lower, down 7 cents a bushel on July corn. Soybeans were down 9.5 cents a bushel, and wheat was down 13.75 cents a bushel. The CME Group set an all-time historical trading mark this week. The day before yesterday, the daily volume surpassed 50 million contracts for the first time in history, and the CME Group reached an all-time daily volume trading record of 51.9 million contracts traded on May 29th. That's the story on agriculture, and you have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Now, the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Thursday, May 31st. The Commerce Department issues its April report on consumer spending today. Consumer spending, by the way, accounts for roughly 70% of economic activity in the U.S. The National Association of Realtors releases its April report on pending home sales, which are seen as a barometer of future purchases. Freddie Mac reports on this week's average U.S. mortgage rates. Facebook is scheduled to hold its 2018 stockholder meeting today. The company could face questions from investors following its privacy scandal. Also, we'll get data on Eurozone inflation and earnings today from Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Express, and Sears Holdings, all before the bell rings this morning. After the bell today, Costco, Athletica, and a few others this morning and afternoon on quarterly earnings. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Thursday, May the 31st. That's the opening bell. I'm Steve Krasanich. Have a great day.
Chicago's premier podcast collection.
What's going on with WGN Plus? Women in business is a focus that's always a good idea, and that was the subject talked about with the fashion industry and independent artists on this week's Shypedia and The Corner Store. Oh, while Mason Vera Payne looked at the plight of the whistleblower. Are they the heroes or are they the snitches? Look them up. WGN Plus on iTunes and Google Play.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
There's a reason Craftsman tools have been around for over 9 decades. It's because their solid reputation is built on trust. They've been trusted to be in the hands of the home improvement weekend warrior and the pro who knows these tools will be there day in, day out. After all these years, Craftsman tools have been in garages and toolboxes all across the country. They're finally coming home to Lowe's. Welcome, Craftsman fixers and doers. For your go-to tool brand, start with Lowe's.
Chicagoland homeowners, there's never been a better time to permanently fix your low water pressure, rusty water, and pipe leaks by repiping your home than today. Repipe Specialist has been